Are you saying that your community change here is a bigger and more significant thing in Islam than what has happened in Iran with Khomeini? Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Much bigger. Khomeini has only picked up what everybody knew should have been in execution and have called on the faith of a spiritual people called the Shiites. Shiites are spiritual people. They love Allah and they love His prophets. And He abused what they knew to bring them back. He have only overthrown un-Islamic leadership. But we have only overthrown un-Islamic leadership. What we have accomplished here is the overthrow of mystery, symbolism, mystery, ignorance, and hypocritical leadership. Right in our own home, right in our own religion. Our victory is a bigger one. With more far-reaching consequences and implications. And you will live to see this in time. Dear beloved Muslims, I thank you for your patience. And I hope you will follow the leadership that Allah has given to you and all the African-American Abilalian people. Follow this leadership to an exodus that doesn't move physically. It moves within the structure of human life and world institutions. That is going to bring us to the top. Believe it or not, it's going to bring us to the top. You can't see the blessing of Allah on this leadership? Look how long they've been preaching our doom. Preaching that we're going to fail and we're going to go out of business, we're going to lose everything. And look at us still here. Growing every day. Look how long they've been saying that the chief imam is going to run out pretty soon and we'll take it over. What he has is temporary. You'll be waiting until your skin turns gray. Your hair and your skin will turn gray. This is permanent. Dear beloved Muslims, I just went to the school and just visited a few times and gave my support to the school. And look, we have the best schools now that we have had in the whole history. Even when we had a strong iron hand over all of us in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we didn't have a school to equal what we have now here in Chicago. It's going to get better. But just by me merely giving it support and going over there, saying prayer, talking to the children, teaching Arabic in the class. Allah loved my presence there, and He will bless that place because I'm there. Do you think that's not justice? If there is a man that gives his whole self to Allah, that lives his whole life for Allah's pleasure, he puts Allah above himself, his wife, his children, everything. He doesn't live for money, for sex, for love, for marriage, for friends. He lives for Allah's pleasure. Don't you think it's justice that anything that man puts his hand to, that Allah help him? And don't you think that Allah will bless a community that have that man in it? More than He would bless it if that man wasn't in it? Certainly. That's no more than common sense. That's justice. You think these things are ordinary when they are extraordinary. May Allah bless us with guidance. I hope that you will attend the entertainment that will be given after the dinner that will be served in the school. And I hope that
I will see most of you or all of you on Eden up high Wednesday morning in the mess pit here at 9:30 a.m. May Allah guide us to more faith, purity of intention, high morals, faithfulness to our promises, faithfulness to our wives and our husbands, and to our children, and faithfulness to our leadership, that is myself, your Imam. And that Allah will keep our feet firm for righteousness' sake, truth's sake, justice's sake, and will expand our minds so we aspire to greater and greater things in the world. Don't be small-minded. If there's a lesson we should learn from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that lesson is to think big. Because that's what the world needs today. The world needs a sincere, just, and open community looking out for the weak, for those that are oppressed, defending the rights of everybody, whether it be harmful or hurtful or cause great losses to the person that stands up for justice or not. Allah says, be defenders of justice, whether it be against yourself, against your relatives or near kin. We won't get that kind of community without the clear, pure teachings of the Quran and without strong leadership that puts what Allah wants first and its own wants behind or last. May Allah bless us with faith, guidance, and prosperity. As-salamu alaykum. If there are any non-members among us who would like to declare their faith and become members of Worldwide Al-Islam and a member of our community here in America, all you have to do is say openly where there are witnesses. We can say it to our God, to Allah. We can say it to the Almighty who created us, but He wants us to have the courage and the respect for what we believe in, to be willing to let others know where we stand. Our religion is not a secret matter. Our religion is something that we have to live in society, and we are not ashamed of it. We think the world should be ashamed. So if there are any who would like to go through this simple procedure to become a Muslim, declared Muslim, all you have to do is say, I bear witness, there is no deity except God. There is nothing to worship except Creator. God, the name is Allah, and Muhammad is His messenger. It's as simple as that. If there is any who would like to make that declaration at this time, please stand and make your declaration. If there is not, then we want you to continue to attend our meetings, and when you're ready, the decision is with yourself. And we wouldn't want to pressure anybody to make a decision. Decision is with yourself. When you are ready, then you make that declaration. And Allah will reward you for your sincerity and for your courage, because your courage shows your appreciation for what Allah has revealed, for His guidance, for his love for his creatures, for the guidance that he has blessed us with through his prophets, especially the universal guidance, the Quran, that he revealed to Prophet Muhammad upon him and upon them be peace. Dear beloved Muslims, we thank you. To be true for with you, I didn't think we had any non-Muslims here today. The Imam said, well, Imam, would you like to invite the people to become Muslims? I didn't feel that anyone is in here that's not Muslim. It might be, but I don't feel that there's a non-Muslim in here. You might feel you might be, but I think you might not know yourself. So may Allah bless us with guidance and understanding. Again, assalamu alaikum.